It is 7:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. When a Kinder Morgan gasoline pipeline burst in southern New Mexico last December, more than 10,000 barrels of gas spilled into a drainage ditch. Cleanup efforts are still underway. As Mallory Falk reports, both ground and surface water are at risk.
After the spill, a cleanup crew recovered a little more than 6,000 barrels of gas. That means more than 4,000 barrels soaked into the soil.
We know that the soil was obviously contaminated by the gas that was spilled into the soil, and the groundwater table isn't very deep, so the groundwater was also impacted.
Zach Libin is an engineer with the Elephant Butte Irrigation District. The pipeline runs across EBID property and spilled into one of its ditches, known as the Anthony Drain. This limited the amount of soil that was damaged. The gas couldn't quickly spread out across a wide distance. It was mostly contained in the drain. But it did soak downward, which is a real problem because the drain is so close to the water table.
Because the gas seeped all the way down to the groundwater table and sat on top of the groundwater table, we know that it's at least some of it has dissolved into the groundwater. How far and how much and how fast that's moving is to be determined.
Kinder Morgan is conducting tests to determine the extent of the damage and working to clean up the area. Step one, remove the contaminated soil. Justin Ball is with New Mexico's Environment Department, which is overseeing the remediation process.
In groundwater issues like this, the most important thing to do is to eliminate the source, because basically, you know, there will be an ongoing supply of contamination into the groundwater until you take care of the source.
So hulking yellow backhoes remain at the site, digging up mounds of gasoline-soaked soil, which will ultimately go to a disposal site, most likely out of state. Ball says there's at least one challenge to fully excavating the site. A power line runs through it.
They've been given a radius around the power poles that they're not allowed to dig, in order not to affect their integrity, and therefore they won't fall over and cause an accident.
Kinder Morgan will have to come up with some other way to remediate the soil in that radius. Once the contaminated soil is gone, it's time for steps two and three, reconstructing the drainage ditch and cleaning the contaminated groundwater. Again, here's Zach Libin.
The groundwater component will be the hardest and the longest part to clean up, compared to just physically removing the contaminated soil and transporting that away.
There are several possible ways to clean that water, from pumping it out of the ground and treating it on the surface to using microbes that eat up contaminants. Libin says this step is incredibly crucial, not just to stop contaminated groundwater from spreading to nearby residential and irrigation wells, but to prevent it from becoming surface water
that would then flow down the drain all the way to the river.
The Anthony Drain is currently dry, but if the water table gets high enough, the contaminated groundwater could rise to the surface and flow out to the Rio Grande. The odds of that happening are relatively low, at least for now. New Mexico is in an extended drought, and farmers continue to pump groundwater. But Libin says the remediation process can take a long time, and if we get a good snowpack during that time, the river could be at risk.
While we certainly hope for a great surface water supply this year and into the future, not having a great surface water supply will keep that groundwater table from becoming a surface water contamination issue.
In the meantime, Libin says he's watching for signs of contaminants in those residential and irrigation wells. So far, tests haven't shown any, but that could change, especially once farmers turn on their wells and start pumping in the spring, which could cause the contaminated water to spread. And EBID is reviewing the special use permits it's granted Kinder Morgan to run gas lines across its property.
As with any pipeline, there's more than zero risk
to EBID facilities and the ground and surface water supplies.
But we need to make sure that those risks are minimized and that we're making sure that those pipelines are as safe as they can be and are meeting all their requirements. Certainly this bill gives us a reason and concern to evaluate those permits.
And Libin says to see if any changes need to be made. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.
Minimum standards for short-term health care plans would be set by New Mexico insurance regulators and not just the federal government under a bill passed by the State House of Representatives. The bill, sponsored by Representative Michaela Lara Cadena of Mesilla, passed the House 67-0 on Monday and now moves to the state Senate for consideration. Congress's repeal of tax penalty for individuals who forgo health insurance may lead more consumers towards short-term policies that can exclude coverage for pre-existing medical conditions or major benefits such as maternity care. The House-approved bill would give state insurance regulators authority to establish minimum standards for benefits under short-term and limited benefit health plans in New Mexico. The state also would ensure a sufficient amount of premiums are spent on patient care.